Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. You listen to the second hour of the program, and we have people waiting to speak about the issue of the Annapolis Peace Conference that will take place on the 27th of November. And let's go directly. We don't want to waste any time. Let's go to Michael Piper. Michael, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Hashem and Mark. I always hate to call your program because I have my own weekly show here in this network, but I always find myself stimulated to comment by your discussion. And, you know, I want to say, first of all, try to make this as brief as possible. Over the years, as I've watched a Middle East issue, I've always tried to remain aloof from the internecine conflicts within the Palestinian movement and, you know, between the Christians and the Muslims and between, you know, all the other factions that have been within the Palestinian movement. Likewise, I've tried to remain apart from the general conflicts that reign now within the Arab world and with the Muslim movement in general. So that having been said, I will say this much, that, you know, I really don't believe, despite all the rhetoric, despite all the talk coming from the Israelis, I really don't believe in the end that any of these peace measures are serious on the part of the Israelis, at any rate. It's a hopeful thing to presume and to think that the Israelis do want peace. But, you know, it seems to me, looking at it from the retrospective, that their policies have never really been designed to succeed, and that always behind the scenes, no matter how sincere whatever Israeli regime happens to be in power and which may presumably seemingly be negotiating peace, I feel that there is such a strong element within Israel driven by ideology based upon ancient religious philosophies and teachings that are of a genuinely racist and supremacist nature, that these forces will always do everything in their power to prevent real peace from happening. One more point. Even this issue of Iran, although it's not directly related to the Palestinian question vis-a-vis Israel, it still relates from an American perspective to the power of the Israeli lobby in this country. What I'm saying here is this, that even if somehow miraculously Israel and the Palestinians somehow did reach a peace agreement that everybody else, say, in the entire world went along with, we here in America would still have to deal with the problem of Israel, because Israel has its own agenda, and this is what's been part of the problem. They have their own agenda, and they don't want the Islamic regime in Iran to continue to stand. If they had their way, they would go after the Syrian government. They would go after even the Saudis, who time and time again over the years have really been amenable to working with the Israelis, both privately, now I should say both publicly and secretly. And as Americans, we have to confront the Israeli lobby and the people who are behind it in this country, because the problem is not going to go away. The problem of Israel will be with us for a long, long time.
Mike, I want you to stay with me. When we come back from the break, I want to pursue the first point that you made, which is the Israelis don't want peace, and we'll pursue this right after the break. I think I am hearing a little bit of the music in the background, so we will be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. With me is Mark Glynn of the American Free Press, and also we have Michael Collins Piper, also of the American Free Press, and a host on this network as well. Michael, I always like to simplify things to our audience by telling them like a metaphor, some type of a story to make them understand the complex issues that are involved in this thing. And you did, and you are right when you say that Israel is not serious about peace. This is my story. I come to your house. I kill all your children. I rape your grandmother. I throw you out of the house. And you go into the backyard, you throw out the dog, and you take residency in the doghouse. And Mark Glynn, who is in cahoot with me, he brings you lunch every day and says, you will be okay, you will be okay. And then all of a sudden, Mark calls a peace conference between me and you. But my demand is, look here, Mike, we're not talking about the house, we're not talking about the people we killed. We're not talking about your grandmother. We're not talking about your dog. But let's go ahead and get together. I don't want to call it a peace conference, but we will get together and talk. Now, it puts you in a position, which the Palestinians are in this position right now. If they don't go to this meeting, then the whole world and, of course, the media will portray them as, oh, you see, Israel wants peace and the Arabs don't want peace. The Palestinians don't want peace. At the same time, Israel is saying, we are a Jewish state. Forget about talking about the refugees. Forget about talking about Jerusalem. Forget about talking about any of these issues that are the problem. And don't call it a peace conference. That's crazy George Bush that is calling it a peace conference. It's a get-together of Palestinian leaders. So let's go ahead and go to Annapolis and talk about something. That's exactly what is happening, and that's because the agenda, it does not include borders, refugees, Jerusalem, or anything else. They do have some sort of an idea to say we will work on a Palestinian state, but a Palestinian state where? The West Bank is divided into little segments, little cantons. Everyone, each chunk of land, each city is divided and surrounded by this 25-foot concrete wall, and the Israelis are going in and out, killing Palestinians, imprisoning Palestinians, and yet they're saying, oh, come on, let's go to Annapolis. That's exactly what is happening now, and I agree with you, the Israelis don't want peace, period.
Yeah, you know, I would say, to put it simply, I guess, I think what Israel wants is predominance. And they tell the world they want peace, and the world definition of peace is not Israel's definition of peace. And that's, I think is the real problem here. So despite everything, you know, I don't know how many times over the years, you know, like with the Oslo Accords and everything, you know, we were led to believe that was a roadmap to peace. But at the same time, there were very, very powerful elements in Israel fighting against that. You can even find books written by Jewish philosophers and political analysts who say that the very concept of peace as defined in the Oslo Accords was actually national suicide. And these are not extremists writing this. These are mainstream Israeli thinkers and American Jewish thinkers who have opinions to express on this. So you know, as much as it would be nice, you know, quote unquote nice, for there to be quote unquote peace, I'm sorry to say, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. Not as the world defines peace. To repeat myself,
you know, if I could cut in here for a second, Hisham, we started off this program talking about this whole subject, and I said that if peace were to break out in the Middle East, and principally with Israel, Israel would cease to exist. Warfare, conflict, and conflagration are the building blocks of this whole Zionist thing. You know, I was reading a news story, I guess it was about a year ago, where surprisingly, in this news story, they were talking about, once again, just as it has taken place many, many times in Israel's history, the most popular song in the nation was "The Whole World Is Against Us." You see, this is so intrinsically tied into the whole Zionist mindset, which is the world is out to get us. We are in constant conflict with the world. This is why we have to be a Jewish state, so that we don't go through another experience like we went through during World War II. And so, as I said, if you remove these elements of conflict, consternation, or whatever, Israel's foundation ceases to exist, and then the state begins to fall in on itself. That's number one. Number two, we have to remember that when we're talking about peace, as you said, Mike, peace has different definitions to different people. Back during the time when the Cold War was in full swing, to the communists, peace meant the elimination of opposition to their agenda, which was communism. And we have to keep in mind that Israel, despite all of the rhetoric that we may hear from the likes of John Hagee or Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or all the rest of it, Israel is a Marxist state. Zionism is a form of Marxism. The people who put Israel together, who came up with the idea, they were principally communists, you see. So once again, this twin sister, this ugly fruit off of the Marxist tree, to them, peace has a completely different meaning than it does to everybody else. And in this case, peace to Israel means no opposition to their agenda.
You know, it's interesting, Mark. You know, your comments reminded me of something that I've been trying to research. You cannot find anything about it on the Internet. But my late colleague, Andrew St. George, of the old Spotlight, was very knowing and understanding about all these intrigues of Zionism and its interplay with the Arab world. And in the Spotlight, back in the early 1980s, during the era of Menachem Begin, he wrote an interesting series of articles devoted to a little-known topic, which, as I say, is very difficult to find any information about, but it's a philosophical underpinning of a certain mindset in the Zionist movement. It's called War Zionism, precisely what it sounds like, the word war and the word Zionism. It's the concept to which many, many Israeli geopolitical thinkers are devoted, and that is precisely what you just said, the idea that Israel needs to be on a constant war footing. It needs to be, for its survival, it has to be in this state of affairs. Its neighbors have to constantly be at odds with Israel and at odds with each other in order for the state of Israel to continue to exist. For if peace were to break out, then, as you say, Israel would be no more. So what we're dealing with is this almost mystical concept in Jewish thinking, something that the Zionists don't want us to know about, and that is this concept of war Zionism. And as I say, it's not something that you're going to quickly find on the Internet, because it's something that they just don't like to talk about, and they certainly don't want us to talk about it. So,
well, you know, Mike, real quick, Hisham, I'll let you cut in here. But
I'm going to jump off here and listen to you fellas. So have a good day, folks, and let some other callers come on here, because I know there's a lot of people out there who are enjoying this conversation. But go ahead, Mark.
Thank you. There is a quote from Moshe Sheret, who was the first president of Israel.
Prime Minister.
Say that
he was
again.
The first Prime Minister.
No, he was the first president.
Okay.
David Ben-Gurion was the first Prime Minister. Moshe Sheret was the first president.
You're right.
Sorry. And in it, he basically said what Michael
just said. No, I think
he
was the foreign minister.
He said that,
okay.
In order for Israel to exist, she has to invent dangers. And so, you know, he said, let us hope for a war with the Arabs soon so that we can acquire our space. But he basically laid out exactly what Michael was talking about, which is with the absence of war, Israel would cease to exist. And this was coming from the mouth of Israel's first president.
Okay. I think Weizmann was the first president, and Sheret was the first foreign minister.
You're right.
We'll look it up, but I think that's how it was.
You're right. But yeah. He was a president.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
We'll look it up.
He was president
Michael,
of something.
He was president. Okay. All right, Michael, thanks for the call. Okay, let's go to my favorite caller of all, Rita from Texas.
Wow, what a compliment. How are you gentlemen doing?
Hi, Rita. Good to hear from you again.
You know, I'm utterly convinced the Jews are liars. I'm a Christian. And since I believe in Jesus Christ as being God, he referred to the Jews as their father being the devil, the father of all lies, and that he was a murderer from the beginning. And this is supported, I believe, also by the speech of Benjamin Friedman, who was a former Jew and president of Woodbury Soap. His speech is on the Internet. And he was warning the American people that what happened to Germany is going to happen to the United States if we don't wake up to the Jews. And he mentioned about how the Jews, in their religious ceremonies, I think it's Yom Kippur, they play this, they have this prayer called the Kol Nidre prayer, where they repudiate every one of their oaths. In other words, you can't trust them. They do not bind themselves in contracts.
Very good. Rita, hold on to that thought. We'll be right back after the break, and we'll continue with this.
We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We come into you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Of course, the web's www.republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org.
Sounds like we have lost Hashem again. Hashem, if you can hear me, we cannot hear you. Reedy, are you still on the line?
Still on the line.
Okay, yep. Rita, first of all, I think it's important to keep something in mind. And I am a Christian as well, so I'm not coming at you from an adversarial position. But we have to remember that the quotation that you are citing from Jesus, he was talking to and about the Pharisees of his time. I think that if we examine the Gospels, Jesus had great pity for the Jews themselves, as exemplified by him being on the cross and him saying, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Now, the Jewish leaders, on the other hand, are a different issue altogether. They knew entirely what they were doing, and they were the crux of the problem, just as the Jewish leaders today are the crux of the problem. Were it not for the Jewish leaders today...
Mark, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
I always have a problem and with mainly talking about Jewish leaders and connecting these people with Judaism and the prayers that they pray in Yom Kippur and all this. You know, this is where we lose the game every time.
Well, but may I interject here something, Mr. Talawi? You have a problem, what I'm hearing is, from my perspective, you have a problem with the truth. Because I'm of the belief, if you have a Jew who was in the religion and then exposes the religion by saying that the Jews discount all of their, repudiate all their oaths with the Kol Nidre prayer, I believe that. I don't have a problem with the truth. But I do have a problem with people who seem to want to either deny the truth or be closed-minded to it. And with regards to you, Mark, you know, one of the things about history is that the Catholic Church had its leaders, and many of them were the popes. And the popes had written quite a few bulls and encyclicals against the Jews because it was noticed in Europe that the Jews were corrupting Christianity. They also were guilty infant ritual abuse.
Rita, let's not blame other people for our problems. How many of these Jewish leaders that are influencing, and I really do believe that they call themselves Jewish leaders, they're influencing our government, our banking, our economy. How many of them do you think read that Kol Nidre prayer every year? How many of them you think go to synagogue? How many of them know anything about Judaism?
We have got plenty of synagogues in this country, and you know, Mr. Talawi, this is the way I look at it. You say you don't want to blame others for the problem.
Have you seen Paul Wolfowitz in one of those synagogues or Richard Pearl? Have you seen any of these people?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
We are looking for somebody to blame here. What we need to do is blame ourselves in this country for letting this thing get out of hand. Let's not blame just...
You're right. And I'll tell you really who I think the blame is, and I've been adopting a different practice right now. The problem in this country has to deal with the Benedict Arnolds that are in our military. I have now made it a practice that any time I hear anybody support anyone in the military, I tell them, unless the daggum military goes into the White House and arrests that traitorous Bush for treason and hang him up the nearest tree there in the White House, I will not support the military.
Rita, we are a country of laws.
We're a country of perverts. We got homosexuals running this country. We've got lawyers in Washington.
We have a constitution. Now we need to protect the country we are in. We need to protect the constitution. Ron Paul has it right. He is trying to protect this republic. If we continue with this line of blaming somebody for our own laziness, for our own ignorance, we slept for a long time, Rita. Our people are still sleeping in this country. They have no idea what is happening, what is taking place with the dollar. Forget about Iraq. Forget about the military. Forget about the Jews. Think about what is happening to the dollar.
I'm not concerned about the dollar as I am for our American young that are coming back wounded. That's what I'm concerned about.
I am concerned about them too, and I do say that everybody in this country needs to support the troops. These are our people.
We need to support them by bringing them back.
From harm's way, and I agree with you.
No.
This traitor in the White House needs to be taken out. Well, we have laws. He needs to be hanged but send him to court first. We don't want to be like other people.
No, the military can arrest his sorry butt for treason. And that's what needs to be done. And as far as Ron Paul is concerned, sir, I think you're dreaming, because I believe our country already is run like the communists. It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes that counts. So as far as Ron Paul is concerned, he may be getting the message out, but I doubt he's going to be in the White House because of the corruption in our election system.
Okay,
and that's the truth, and I still stand for that Second Amendment. And I believe in gun control as long as I control the gun.
Okay. Good point, Rita. I love her.
Thanks. Thanks, Rita. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Rita, and
there he goes again, ladies and gentlemen. Hashem is off the air.
Excellent.
Boy, I wish he'd get this thing fixed. Okay, there he is. Are you there?
I wanted to say I hate you for this, Mark.
Buddy, as usual, you're blaming me for all of your shortcomings.
Okay. Listen, you should see the conversation that is taking place in the chat room. And it looks like Rita has some fans in the chat room. Now, let me ask you something, Mark.
Yeah.
If the Christians of today are bad, is that the fault of the Bible?
You can say that it's partly the fault, yes, but it also lies with them in the fact that they chose to be bad.
Okay, let me rephrase that. You failed that one. If somebody becomes immoral and he calls himself a Christian, mm-hmm. is that did the Bible have anything to do with him being immoral, or that was his choice?
It's both.
It's both. Okay. Well, Never mind. You're not helping me here to make
my
point.
You mean I'm not falling into your trap is what you mean to say.
You know, listen.
No, listen. Let me say this about Rita.
My point is we have a constitution in this country. Of course, our president is walking all over it, and he called it the darn, but he used a different word, the darn paper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Constitution is there. It is us who let this man walk all over it. It is us who were mesmerized by this darn thing called TV that we think it's God speaking to us when we hear CNN and Fox, and we believe what we are seeing and hearing. Now, the Constitution gave us something that it called free press or freedom of press, of the press.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Constitution gave us a lot of things that we ourselves are not using. That is not the fault of the Constitution. That is our own fault. If the nation is sleeping and they're letting this idiot in the White House do whatever he feels like it, he's walking all over the law. He is very much becoming a dictator, and he set up a dictatorship back in 2006. I believe it was in August of 2006. Was it this year? I think it was this year. Yeah, it was this year. What am I talking about? It was in 2007 when he set up this presidential directive to basically take over all powers of the government in case of an emergency or in case of a catastrophe. Now, we let him do that because at that time, at the same time when he did that, the same week, we were worried about this congressman who was writing instant messages to some kid, and they were having whatever relationship. That was the story that week. I'll never forget this. Now, what is more important, a congressman having an affair with a page or the country going down the drain? So why do we want to blame somebody else for our own fault?
It's okay, like I agree with you. You are partially right. Okay, now let me say this.
I'm 100% right.
What's that?
I'm 100%
right. You're right, just like in the last little debate we had where you said that, I can't even remember what you said, but you said so-and-so was the first prime minister, and I said, no, David Ben-Gurion was the first prime minister. But you corrected me, and I corrected you, and we were both
right.
But
yeah, but Moshe Sherid was the first foreign minister.
And David Ben-Gurion was the first prime minister.
That's right.
Okay. Now, what I'm saying is, I know what you're saying. If we as Americans want to fix this problem, we have to include ourselves in the problem itself and accept blame for it. You are exactly right about that. But at the same time, Hashem, to say that this other element, whether we call it Jewish power or whether we call it Zionism or whether we call it Israel,
identify it and go after it. Identify it and go after it. Don't just sit there and say the Jews this and the Jews that and the Jews say this in their prayers and the Jews believe this. No, I don't take that. I don't buy that. Now, there is a Jewish influence in this country. I agree 100%. Go after that influence. Don't go after a label. Jew, J-E-W, that's a label. Don't go after a label. Go after real people. Go after real events. Go after real institutions. Stop listening to CNN. Stop listening to Fox. That's Jewish influence. Stop buying products from people who are associated with these people. That's how you do it. But you sit in your home and you curse out the Jews 24 hours a day. And you say, the Jews do this. The Jews pray this. The Talmud says this. The Talmud says that. Jewish supremacism this. No. That is a waste of time. It does not help us at all.
I don't think that's true.
We need to go after specific people, specific events, specific groups, not labels.
Well, I agree with you again in part, but to say that understanding the mindset of these people doesn't play a part in fixing the problem, I think that this is wrong. Now, I'll give you an example. In 1920s Chicago, organized crime ran everything. Now, these organized crime guys, they dress like normal people, and they eat like normal people, and they do all the things that most normal people do, but they don't think like normal people do. They live in a parallel universe that lives in war with organized, decent society. Now, for a long time, people assumed, hey, these guys are just like us, blah, 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 blah. And then people started whispering, and they're saying, no, they operate on a different level. They have a secret society. They have
Who
secret
are they?
Agreements.
Okay, Mark,
don't,
Mark,
no,
Mark, you've fallen in the same trap.
I didn't interrupt you. Don't interrupt me.
But wait a minute. You've fallen in the same trap. Who are you talking about, Mark? Can you tell me? Can you name names?
You
so our listeners know exactly what you're talking about?
What?
So our listeners would know exactly what you are talking about when you say these people, these people?
Well, in the example that I was giving the example of organized crime figures who lived a parallel life, appearing to be normal to everybody else, but in actuality they had a completely different agenda. And when you're talking about the Zionists and the people who ascribe to this other way of thinking that has been the cause of these people's problems for the last 2,000 years, they don't think like we do. This is the reason for the problems in the Middle East. This is the reason why America finds herself at war in Iraq and Afghanistan. As I said in the beginning of this broadcast, you have a group of people who ascribe to a way of thinking that is backwards and that the rest of the world does not ascribe to. And rather than they adjust the way that they think to be in concert with the world, they expect the rest of the world to adjust the way that they think and the way that they do things so that they will accommodate this backwards way of thinking.
Okay, Mark, who are they? Can you tell me so our listeners, you know, if anybody wants to do something out there, they can't just go with they and they and they. Can
of course,
you identify?
We've listed people like Richard Pearl, Paul Wolfowitz, Sumner Redstone, the Rothschild family. All of these people who are adhering to this backwards, regressive way of thinking that says that they are God's chosen people and that the earth is their pearl and they're allowed to do whatever they want to the rest of it. I mean, look, every time...
Did Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz and all these people, have you ever heard them saying that they are God's chosen people?
Everything that they have done in the last 20 or 30 years of their lives as public servants, or whether they have worked for these lobbying institutions, or in the case of Richard Pearl, who was actually employed by the State of Israel one time, yes, everything they... Look, if I take a gun and I go up and put it against your forehead without saying a word and blow your brains out, I have stated how I have felt about it without having to say anything.
Let me ask you this. Don't they have the right to lobby? You know, we always talk about AIPAC. AIPAC is a Jewish organization. As a matter of fact, it is the brainchild of major Jewish organizations. The Council of Presidents of Major Jewish Organizations started AIPAC. So we know AIPAC is a Jewish lobbying group. Do they have the right to lobby or not?
They have the right to lobby, but they do not have the right to perpetrate fraud against the American people. And that is what they do when they call themselves...
How many Jews are there in the United States?
What?
How many Jews are there in the United States?
Somewhere between 5 and 6 million.
Okay, that's about 1%, a little bit over 1%.
Actually, it's about
3%. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that leaves 99% of people who are not doing anything to lobby their Congress. Now, mm-hmm. I want to know what these people who are keep saying, the Jews this and believe it or not, I do believe there's Jewish influence over this country. I do believe there's Jewish control, real Jewish control over this country. But we can't just sit back and relieve ourselves by screaming out the Jews are doing this and the Jews are doing that when we ourselves are not doing anything about it. Look at this RBN. How many people actually support this voice of truth? How many people actually support a free press such as RBN, because this is what's left for the whole of the United States as these small radio network, radio stations. Tell me, what are the people doing to grow and strengthen and promote RBN.
I agree.
You
want
to answer that? But yet we want to sit there and scream out, the Jews are reading this and Yom Kippur. That's a waste of time. Let's go to Dave in Arizona.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes,
Dave.
I can hear.
Okay. I'd just like to correct Mr. Zolli, because I think you're failing in your history of the United States. You have never had a constitution here. You have never had a constitutional-run government. Go back in your history and you will see. In 1913, you didn't have a constitutional government. You've never had one. Now you're living in a fantasy land, and that won't get you anything.
Did you hear me when I used the metaphor about Christians and the Bible?
I heard you say, well, people are not doing anything. And I'm telling
you, we have
a
constitution,
but
we're not protecting it
right now, and you will get shot. The gentleman right with you could not even hold a meeting. Now, don't tell me people are not doing anything, because they are. They're trying to do things. But if you got 6 million people that control 80% of the wealth, they've got a hell of a lot more voice than you do. You better
Why did the 294 million people let them do that?
No, they don't. People with money have a lot more control than you do. And the lady was right. The people that we rely on right now, because we are impotent. And don't think you're anything else. I'm ready to die. I'm ready to die with my gun in my hand. But if you think that you're going to do something, people voted last year for the Democrats to get in. What changed? Do you think they didn't do anything?
You're misleading yourself, mister.
You're misleading yourself, because you have a very organized and a very powerful machine that controls this government. They don't just have policy. They don't go up there and just lobby. They bought them. Nope. They've paid for them. They own them.
Okay.
And that's
Dave,
it. That's the name of that tune.
I appreciate your call, Dave. Thanks. As a matter of fact, Dave, he might think that he is disagreeing with me, but he's not. He's saying exactly what I'm saying, okay? There is a control out there. The Constitution is there, but I agree with him that we did not have a constitutional government for a long, long, long time. That is not the fault of the Constitution itself. That is the fault of the people. That is the fault of the same people who said George Bush go to war against Iraq when Iraq did not do us any harm. Let's not blame these people in Washington. I am the first one, and if anyone has heard me on this show, I have went through AIPAC. I have said who controls the media, who controls the White House, who controls our Congress, who controls our banking. Yes, they do. But what are you doing about it? I bet you will be going to vote for the next person any election you have, even though you know that you are selecting. You're not voting. You're not electing. You are selecting somebody that they had already approved of. We know all that, so we have no disagreement at all. My problem is with people who want to say, the Jews have this, we know all that. We don't need to know that the Jews control Congress. We know that already. We don't need to know that they control banking. We know that already. Enough bitching about those things and start doing something about it. And don't tell me we did something about it, because, we are impotent when it came to this. We had a president who just walked all over the Constitution, and we did not stand up to do anything. How many listeners actually knew that the president had signed a presidential directive to take over all three powers? How many of you had actually called your congressman or senator and complained about it? How many? Don't tell me we're doing something about it.
we're not doing something about it. And when I say we are not, I'm talking about the vast majority of Americans who just want to sit there, flip through the channels, and go raise hell on Saturday night and be at some church on Sunday morning and think everything is okay. We need to do something. Let's go to Scott in Massachusetts.
Hello, Hesham.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hesham, I think you're talking out of both sides of your mouth at the same time.
And I do that.
It's distressing. And on the one hand, you're saying, yeah, they control. On the other hand, you're the biggest apologist I've heard on RBN for the synagogue of Satan that I've ever heard. It distresses
Is my English that bad? I'm not apologizing for anybody.
Let me ask you a question, Hesham.
Something about it.
Where did you come from? Where were you born?
If you ever heard me on RBN or on Current Issues TV, you will know exactly what I'm a Palestinian, for God's sake. I know what the Jews did to us.
Then why are you making so many excuses for them?
I'm making excuses for them. I am not making excuses for them, but enough is enough, because all we're doing is the Jews this and Jews that, and we're not doing anything about it. We are not identifying the problems. We are not identifying who these people are. We are not identifying the institutions that are actually controlling this country. We're just saying the Jews. No, identify specifically these institutions and go off after them. Go after these institutions and these people.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you. it's out. And I just wanted to say, you know, in the words of a wise man, you know, people out there are failing to realize that they are in control of their lives. You know, when you are just sitting there and you're satisfied by cursing out the Jews and calling them names and all this stuff, you think you have done something. I want you to stop that, and I want you to start doing something that is tangible. Scott, I appreciate your phone call. We are all in the same battle, ladies and gentlemen. You just have a different tactic than I do, but we are all in the same battle, and we must win this battle, but you have got to. Stop the rhetoric. Ross? Ohio? Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Ross, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just chanced upon you on the internet.
I think Mark Glynn has a button there. He keeps kicking me off the air.
Oh, okay. Hey. Hey, I appreciate your passion. Okay, yes. Here. I got a good website for you. You got a search engine. I want you to look up a couple of books, and you can start identifying people, and you can start following the trail. Now, first, let's start with a foundation. You know, I'm a conspiratorial nut because I know there's a Satan and a Lucifer. Do you go with that?
Sure.
Okay, great. Now, have you ever heard of the Society of Jesus? The Jesuits, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now, you go on, get your search engine, look up Vatican Assassins. John Eric Phelps did quite a compendium of the history of these folks, and what he did is he took all the history books on them and kind of condensed it down for so we could kind of understand it. Now, I can name you one guy that I kind of wish wasn't around, and that's Peter Hans Kolvenbach. He's the Jesuit general. This man is the most powerful man Satan has on planet Dirt that I know of. Now, you go into the Jesuit order, and you have the Illuminati, so find out who's in the Illuminati. You look at the Illuminati, and it was started around St. Ignatius Loyola, or somewhere along that, the Alumbros. And you have the Masonic Order, you have the Knights of Malta, what other little things we got here? You got the Federal Reserve, Committee of 300, B'nai B'rith, Grand Orient, Freemasons, Scottish Rite, York Rite, you know, Skull and Bones. You know, George Bush and John Kerry were both Skull and Bones guys, but you got to go back to the source, and it's Satan working through the Jesuit general, and that's Peter von Kolvenbach.
Ross, we're running out of time. Go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay, well, first of all, you got Lucifer, Satan, then you got Peter Hans Kolvenbach right now, and then follow out from the Jesuit order and get Rulers of Evil by F. Tupper Saucy. Those two books next to your King James Bible, and you have a nice overall picture of what's going on. And everybody else, you know, I have one guy on this local radio station says, communist.
Ross,
and they follow it back, and it was started by the Jesuits.
Ross, unfortunately, we are completely out of time. Call us back next week. I'll put you on and give you more time to discuss those two.
I appreciate your passion. I look forward to it.
Thank you, sir. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Mark, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week, definitely, with another exciting episode of Current Issues. Good night, Mark.
Night.
Good night, everyone.